When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1. First.
FM Talk, probably one of my favorite songs ever, and an absolutely awesome full moon last night. Even the clouds were parting, depending on where you were at, just so we could get a beautiful view of it. Highlighting the snow on the mountains. Ah, it was gorgeous. I know, because at 1 o'clock this morning, I had to go out and toss the ball with my little puppy, so she was getting a little bit bored and feisty, so had to go out and check out the moon last night. And just driving around town and looking at the lights and then realizing what today actually is. Friday the 13th. Think about that. And, what a convenient day for Pelosi and the Judiciary Committee to vote to move forward with impeachment. Yes, Friday the 13th. You know, they say the crazies come out during the full moon, so just saying, you make the connection. But the House Judiciary Committee has voted in favor of moving forward with the two articles of impeachment. If you listened to any of the testimony yesterday, or not testimony, but any of the back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans, it was just a joke. Just a joke. They should have gotten to that point a lot quicker because everybody had their minds made up. Nobody was going back. There was no Democrat on that panel who was going to publicly not vote down party lines. So 23-17 in favor of impeachment. Obstructing Congress and abuse of power. I'm getting all kinds of emails about a convention of states. Because people are getting sick and tired of this. The overreach has been so incredible. And they just don't get the fact that Americans are tired of it. Are you tired of it? I know I'm tired of it, but I guess once you start the ball rolling on something, the day after someone is elected. And I can't remember, who was it? It might have been Pelosi. Well, we've only been looking at this since September, since the phone. It's like, no, you have been in line to impeach President, duly elected President Donald Trump from the day that he was elected. So don't give us that BS. So log on, 991fmtalk.com. Vote in today's poll question. Have you lost interest in the impeachment? No or yes, move on already. Because there are people that are still actively watching it. So, not everybody's lost interest. I personally had no interest to begin with. But I know it is important news, so we follow it. Everybody's following it. But to watch the farce is just a joke. Especially when they bring up the Constitution. And they twist it in their minds and in their words, how they're defending the Constitution, how the Democrats are defending the Constitution, and how much that they love America. The Democrats are the ones that are selling America off piece by piece. I don't understand how they believe Americans are so stupid that the Democrats want open borders. The Democrats want full government control of everything, whether you burn wood or not, whether you're vaccinated or not, what vaccinations you get. They want bigger government. They don't want you to have free speech. Yet Democrats are the ones defending the Constitution of this state or of this country. Seriously? So again, 991-FM-TALK.com. Answer today's poll question. Are you tired of it? If you want to do more than the poll question, 884-9910. Let's go to the phones right now and check in with Bill and get your thoughts, Bill, on impeachment. What do you think?
Good morning, Monica. Hey, I think you're looking at this a little bit incorrectly. The impeachment process is a form of our government. We might be tired of it, but it is the duly required obligation of every person in the United States to follow this for the educational purposes of it and find out exactly who is doing what on what side. How are they voting? Looking to see what their records are. How did they proceed for the 3 years of President Trump's time? And if you just simply turn everything off, then I don't think you're doing anybody a justice here. You need to be involved and follow it. Their vote counts, and if your vote is uneducated, then it's really not a good idea.
Bill, thank you for the spanking this morning. I appreciate that because that is so true. Every word you just said is so true. And to listen as they were giving their arguments yesterday of the things that they were coming up with and the examples that they were making, especially on the Democrat side. And remember, the Obama administration was scandal-free. So I guess that's how they, move forward with they're the righteous ones. And protecting the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything like that for us. So, Bill, thank you for the call. That is 100% correct. Here I am saying you have to be involved. You have to, call these people up. And, yeah, you have to watch. You have to listen. And listen. What did my grandmother used to say? I love my grandma. With a tin ear? Listen to both sides. Listen, not with that prejudice. And it becomes even more clear when you hear them speak. It's even more clear of what they're doing. And where we want to go. Because this impeachment is how we move forward. And now we have to start thinking and watching what the Senate is going to do. The Republican-controlled Senate. And remember, the Republicans, so-called, who is in the Senate, i.e. Mitch Romney? Not Mitch, Mitt Romney. I can't wait to see how he actually votes in the Senate. Because we all know he's a rhino. We all know he didn't like the president. That's obvious. Huh. Mitt Romney also ties to the Ukraine. Imagine that. Maybe that needs to be the job of our government, to start looking at family members of our duly elected representatives. Everybody talks about Hunter Biden, you know, having ties with the Ukraine and using his name and other places. Well, guess what? You might want to look up Joe Biden's brother, who's usually right there by his side, with ties to China, with ties to other governments, developments. You know, these are not representatives. These are people looking to make money for their families. And it's disgusting. Look at how many, when Reid was in the Senate, all of a sudden family members are getting contracts to do things. Do we have anything in there that your family is not supposed to be making money off the American people? But I guess that would be wrong. So it's interesting. You really do see how everything ties together, how certain families get in there, and it's all about taking from the American people. What are your thoughts? 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Actually, I have an email I want to go over with you when we come back. And we will come back with live and local FM talk on the Monica Jay Show, 10 to noon every weekday, even on this Friday the 13th.
We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Yes, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Looking forward to it, even though it is Friday the 13th. But I think it's all mind over matter. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show. Jean has some thoughts about Friday the 13th. Hey, Jean.
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you know it or not, or if your audience know it, but Friday the 13th was when the Knights Templars, a lot of them were killed. They were burned alive. I just wanted to throw that in there. That's why it's such a big deal.
Yep. Jacques Demolay, and I mean, it's a big deal in my world because yep. I like that history. I like to go back. I go back even further than that. So thank you, Jean, for the call. That is, you know, find out what Friday the 13th is all about, how it got its start. History is a fantastic thing. It really is. Not our history here in the United States, because that comes later, which, again, it all ties in together. You go back to the Knights Templar and King Solomon's Temple and the French and Spain, all the things that were going on. It is great reading. That world history, the liberals really can't change. It's just our history. Remember, we're babies. We're just babies. The country was still here before the United States of America started, before the colonies started. And there's even great history there as well. All right, I'm kind of a fiend for a couple of different shows. Archaeology in America. Yep, they're looking into, we didn't know this stuff. We automatically say that the Native Americans, they were the first ones here. So how did they get here? You look into their history, and they have a very rich history of them being put here by their creator. But then you also have the migration of Vikings. You have the migration of people who sailed here before that that nobody knew about. It's really very cool. But my other favorite show right now, have to record it because it's one of the only shows that my husband and I, we find time where we can, which is very little, to sit down and watch this show. And I don't know if there's any acorners out there. Any little acorns with me? Yes, referencing the people who follow Oak Island. What's at the bottom of that money pit? Is it the money from the Spanish galleons that were raiding the Americas? Is it the money, though, that was also put here to help fund the American Revolution? So many secrets. What are we finally going to see underneath all of those booby traps? It's stuff like that that really gets me going. You know, there's more to our history than we let certain people kind of deluge us with. They want us to focus on slavery. Even though the Democrats are the party of slavery, and even though whites were also slaves, Asians were also slaves, blacks owned whites. Yet why is this perpetuation of black slavery, black slavery, black slavery, to tear a nation apart? There is still slavery in this world. You go to the Middle East, you go to Asia, you go to anywhere, and there is still slavery. How does slavery happen? By keeping people oppressed. Keeping them poor so they can't be educated, or so they don't look to educate themselves. Kind of like those in America who are getting tormented and ridiculed and threatened for leaving the Democrat Party because of the color of their skin. Imagine that. Imagine that. Isn't that kind of slavery as well? Keeping you on government benefits? Is that one of the reasons why the Democrats are trying so bad to make Donald Trump a villain when he has the lowest black unemployment, when he has the lowest Hispanic unemployment. Yet they keep screaming racism. You'd think that if he were a racist, he wouldn't want brown, black, green, yellow, red, whatever color you want to choose yourself as. You'd think that he wouldn't want you to have a job and be able to educate yourself and show advancement. Move up, get more of an education. Huh. Imagine that. Mind blown on this Friday the 13th. Stop listening to people who are screaming in your ear and start reading a book every once in a while. Start watching show. I'm so excited. I just got an email from Amazon that my Agenda movies, two, there's part one and part two, actually, on the way. They'll be delivered tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm so sitting down and watching those this weekend, along with the other one I got, The Enemies Within. Sometimes I don't have the time to sit down and read a book, but boy, I can throw an hour and a half long movie in. That's just all good. Hey, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, home of Fox News. We'll get back right after this update on The Monica Jay Show.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
And opinions that matter most. Yours. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. 10 to noon, live and local FM Talk every weekday, 884-9910. If you've got some thoughts or suggestions, I'd love to hear from you today. I've got lots of thoughts. First off, why didn't they have a vote in the House Judiciary Committee last night when they were going through all of this? Because Jerry Nadler wanted to make sure that that party line impeachment vote was ready for daytime TV. They wanted to make sure that Americans could watch them. Why? You think that's just setting yourself up for disaster? I think it was also to show that Democrats who have been screaming this whole time, impeach the, put whatever sour name you want to call the president in there. Just like Dina DeHaitis did, what, 2 weeks ago, last week? Just use whatever foul language. Let's see, one MF-er from one of them. They wanted their public to also see that they were doing the job that they were elected to do. So in 2020, you will turn around and reelect them. You'd think if you were a Democrat, you would look at this and just think to yourself, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. But they don't. They've already got their mind made up. They hate Trump, which is funny because before he ran for president, they loved him. I was looking at some old YouTube videos after the show yesterday and watching Trump on Larry King. Melania's first interview as Mrs. Donald Trump, not the first lady, Mrs. Donald Trump. And at the time of that interview, she was on two magazine covers. Hasn't been on many magazine covers since she became the first lady. It just shows how the left is in everything and how they control the things that you read, that you watch, that you listen to. Because they don't want to make the first lady an idol to all of those young kids out there. But every time you turned around, Michelle Obama was on a magazine cover, on a show. She's still getting pushed that if she ran for president, she would win in an instant. Really? You think? I think even more people would come out and vote Republican. Because her thoughts are right along the same line as Barack Obama. Even though the reason that President Trump is being so beaten down because he's actually just enforcing Obama administration laws, Clinton administration laws, Bush administration laws, which some of them weren't all that great. But President Donald Trump takes the heat for it because he's got the cojones to actually do it. And yet when these other administrations were doing it, what little they did do, the media covered up. Like all those kids in cages. How the media keeps slipping and actually saying that these photos are from the Trump administration when they are from the Obama administration. It is just a real eye-opener of how the Obama administration, the Clintons, the Obamas, were all coddled by the mainstream media. You want to say unbelievable that this industry, journalists, who are supposed to be the caretakers, the watchers, the overseers, have just been paid off, bought up, told what stories they will and will not do. Stories like, oh, you know, there's a pedophile ring out there run by this guy, Jeffrey Epstein. Nah, nobody knows who he is. We're going to squash that story. Remember when Hillary was running for... I like taking you back in those brief memories. When Pizzagate was such a scandal, that's what they called the Lolita Express and the whole thing around this. If you posted on that on Facebook or if you reposted it, you were sick. This was a hoax. How can you try and tear the Clintons down like that? Wow. And then here we are in this day and age finding out that it was all true. 884-9910. What are your thoughts today on things that are going on? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's interesting.
It sure is. Hey, listen, I just wanted to comment on, in my daily work, I get to travel around to different companies, big companies, and break rooms and that sort of thing. And in those break rooms, I noticed that a lot of them will have like CNN or MSNBC on, but then right below the television, they'll have a sign that says, do not touch, do not change channel, da da da, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, first of all, can they do that? You know, can they indoctrinate their employees? I guess they can. But, you know, with it, with what happened yesterday when they postponed the vote till this morning so a lot of people could see, I mean, obviously that worked because a lot of people are sitting at the work and watching the TV and they see that. And these people seem to be uninformed and they don't get to see the other side of the story.
Yeah.
So all of us who listen to your show or Fox or whatever, you know, we get all of the information and we get both sides of the story. But I just feel, you know, I think it's our duty to get out there and tell these people or explain to them, look, you know, there's more sides to the CNN side or MSNBC side. And I just think it's super important that we get out there and share with our coworkers and friends and family, for that matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's even in big places, too. Have you ever walked into an airport and not seen CNN on the big screens?
No, totally. I get it.
It's sad. Talk to your friends, Josh. That's what you can do.
All right. Well, thanks for your show.
And
we
help
appreciate
spread
it.
The word. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate the call. And I appreciate all of your thoughts. Monica at 991fmtalk.com or 884-9910. Special guest coming up right after this as we continue on with our live and local conversation on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
I think there'll be snow around here, that's for sure. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, the place where you are not left out and your opinion matters. And even if I have to take that opinion from the boss on the Monica Jay Show. Monica Jay and Jer's show right now, and welcoming with wholeheartedly enthusiasm, Jerry Evans.
I can hear it in your voice. You tease special guests, which is good to tease something like that, but maybe something along the lines of upcoming trophy elk hunter. Something like that.
Maybe something fabulous.
We're going to talk to somebody like that.
Yeah. World traveler? Yeah.
World traveler. I wouldn't consider myself a world traveler, but I do like to travel. Hey, here's what I wanted to throw out. And again, it's kind of the different spin on what's going on with the impeachment proceedings. By the way, Larry Elder used that same soundbite, actually a little more of the genius Hank Johnson of Georgia talking about, he was concerned that the island might. And if you watch that hearing, he used his hands, put both hands out and was talking about an island, and he used his hands to show how it might tip over, as he said. No, so here's what I want to do.
Classic on YouTube.
You know, people may think that I do nothing but beat up on Republicans, and I do, because not conservatives, mind you, but Republicans in name only. And I want to point this fact out. So, strangely enough, one of the first people to announce Eric, I'll probably say his name wrong, but Chiramella, the so-called whistleblower, and again, this is somebody who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend, which is the...
We need the REO Speedwagon song.
Exactly. And that's the, as Lars Larson said, that's the thing, the REO Speedwagon whistleblower. So here we are. And by the way, he was the first, Lars Larson was the first person to announce that on national television on the, I think it was the 5 on Fox. It's Eric Chiamella or Chiramella. Mm-hmm. So here you had all, if this is such a farce, which it is, how come there was not one Republican that had enough spine, had enough courage to muster up it to announce the guy's name? Again, this is hearsay, heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend, but not one Republican would say, listen, Eric Chiramella. Here's another thing about Eric Chiramella. Just do an internet search. Why is it that he has photos of him all over the internet with Obama, with Clapper, with Pelosi, with Schumer, with Elizabeth Warren, with Hillary? Now, granted, he's working in the White House, and he was working for Trump, but why is it it's only those type of people, those people of that ilk, he's got photos of them with him all over the internet, but yet one Republican during all those sham hearings and everything couldn't bring up that? Not one. And I don't get it. And here's one thing, other thing. If, you know, next week when the vote is cast or when they're taking the vote, we've got to come up with some sort of a show about impeachment. And by the way, let me go back to the Senate and the, because Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse are the two that I think will probably vote with the Democrats on that. Here's one thing, because there's a whole lot to be angry about and to dislike John McCain about. And it has nothing to do with his Vietnam service, which everybody brought up, and he brought up way, way, way too often.
Yeah, he's a total rhino.
Do you know, though, here's one thing as we enter the holiday season that you can be thankful for John McCain for. When the vote was taken, which, by the way, was on a Saturday. I remember I owned a FM talk station in Bangor, Maine, and we covered that live on a Saturday. John McCain, how do you think he voted whether or not to impeach Bill Clinton? He voted yes. So it's one thing, when you're down on McCain, you can always remember that he did vote to impeach, to remove from office Bill Clinton. It's probably the only good thing he did, but
But that was so long ago. I think he became a little tainted since then.
Yeah, he became
He became hateful and.
Yeah. So, again, I think some of the Republican people, the Jim Jordans and the Devin Nunes, they did a good job, but they couldn't muster up the courage to say, let's talk about this so-called whistleblower and why we're sitting here today. This person's name is this, Eric Chiaramella. This person has pictures of himself posted with liberal Democrats all over the internet. Do you think there's some bias in what he did and what he said?
Yeah. I thought Matt Gaetz might. He seems to be the real rebel rouser out of all of them that are being outspoken. So
yeah. Well, anyway, it's Friday the 13th. Happy holidays, everybody.
Are we looking at Friday the 13th as a holiday?
Why not? A national holiday. I'm sure the Democrats consider it a holiday today, now that they've got that impeachment thing coming.
Oh, yeah. But I'll stick with Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doesn't take any longer to say. So thank you, Mr. Evans.
You're welcome.
For all of that great insight. And again, it's history. You have to go back and look at votes. You need to know what people have, where they have cast their vote, on what side. We look at party lines and say, oh, why can't we do this? Why can't we put hands across the aisle? And because there are some things you just cannot agree on. And that is especially when you're trying to be reelected. All of the things that this Congress could have gotten done a lot faster than just waiting until the last possible minute to do, i.e. the trade deal that everybody agreed on, but couldn't vote to do it until recently because they didn't want to give Trump that win. Of course, Nancy Pelosi didn't put it out as a Trump win, but it's a Trump win. And that's the only thing that he's doing for this country, is trying to win for Americans. That's why we're getting the border wall. That's why we got a new trade deal. That's why the trade deal with China is so important. If you know something is ripping off the American people, why would you just let it continue? Because you have an ulterior motive. And Trump is ripping the band-aids off, and he is opening up the curtains, and he is letting everybody see those ulterior motives. Because if you actually speak with farmers, they're not so worried. Politicians, elected representatives want to tell you that they are so worried about the farmers who are hurting so badly right now. No, Trump's taking care of them. But on the other side, for those Democrats who are so caring, look at how many of those farmers and big farms are now owned by corporations. Corporations that also have ties to China. It's all about the money. All about the Benjamins. Isn't that what Ilhan Omar said? All about the Benjamins. In some cases, it is. 884-9910. We're going to take a quick break here. Get you some Fox Business News. Some Fox National News. Some local news. To make sure that you are informed with the other side of the story. I'm going to start using that. The other side of the story. Every story has two sides. For the employers, like the big casinos, I'm sure, or the unions, make sure you watch CNN, MSNBC, blah, blah, blah. Now you're getting the right opinions, your opinions on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.